Chapter 6
Johnny gagged, and I almost dropped my hot fudge sundae. "Cherry?" we both said at the same time. "The Soche?"
"Yeah," Dally said. "She came over to the vacant lot the night Two-Bit was jumped. Shepherd and some of his outfit and us were hanging around there when she drives up in her little old Stingray. That took a lot of nerve. Some of us was for jumping her then and there, her being the dead kid's girl and all. But Two-Bit stopped us. Man, next time I want a broad, I'll pick up my own kind."
"Yeah," Johnny said slowly, and I wondered if, like me, he was remembering another voice, also tough and just deepened into manhood, saying, "Next time you want a broad, pick up your own kind." It gave me the creeps. Dally was going on.
"She said she felt that the whole mess was her fault, which it is, and that she'd keep up with what was coming off with the Soches in the rumble, and would testify that the Soches were drunk and looking for a fight, and that you fought back in self-defense."
He gave a grim laugh.
"That little gal sure does hate me. I offered to take her over to the Dingo for a Coke, and she said, 'No, thank you,' and told me where I could go in very polite terms."
She was afraid of loving you, I thought. So Cherry Valance, the cheerleader, Bob's girl, the Soche, was trying to help us. No, it wasn't Cherry the Soche who was helping us. It was Cherry the dreamer who watched sunsets and couldn't stand fights. It was hard to believe a Soche would help us, even a Soche that dug sunsets. Dally didn't notice. He had forgotten about it already.
"Man, this place is out of it. What do they do for kicks around here? Play checkers?"
Dally surveyed the scene without interest.
"I ain't never been in the country before. Have you two?"
Johnny shook his head, but I said, "Dad used to take us all hunting. I've been in the country before. How do you know about the church?"
"I got a cousin that lives around here somewheres. Tipped me off that it'd make a tough hideout in case of something. Hey, Pony Boy, I heard you was the best shot in the family."
"Yeah," I said. "Darry always got the most ducks, though, him and Dad. Soda and I goofed around too much, scared most of our game away." I couldn't tell Dally that I hated to shoot things. He'd think I was soft.
"That was a good idea. I mean, cutting your hair and bleaching it. They printed your descriptions in the paper, but you sure wouldn't fit them now."
Johnny had been quietly finishing his fifth barbecue sandwich, but now he announced, "We're going back and turn ourselves in." It was Dally's turn to gag. Then he swore a while. Then he turned to Johnny and demanded,
"What?"
"I said we're going back and turn ourselves in," Johnny repeated in a quiet voice. I was surprised, but not shocked. I had thought about turning ourselves in lots of times, but apparently the whole idea was a jolt to Dallas. "I got a good chance of being let off easy," Johnny said desperately. And I didn't know if it was Dally he was trying to convince or himself. "I ain't got no record with a fuzz, and it was self-defense. Pony Boy and Cherry can testify to that, and I don't aim to stay in that church all my life." That was quite a speech for Johnny. His big black eyes grew bigger than ever at the thought of going to the police station. For Johnny had a deathly fear of cops. But he went on. "We won't tell that you helped us, Dally. And we'll give you back the gun and what's left of the money and say we hitchhiked back so you won't get into trouble, okay?" Dally was chewing the corner of his ID card, which gave his age as 21 so he could buy liquor.
"You sure you want to go back? Us greasers get it worse than anyone else."
Johnny nodded. "I'm sure. It ain't fair for Pony Boy to have to stay up in that church with Dary and Soda worrying about him all the time. I don't guess," he swallowed and tried not to look eager, "I don't guess my parents are worried about me or anything."
"The boys are worried," Dally said in a matter-of-fact voice. "Two-Bit was for going to Texas to hunt for you."
"My parents," Johnny repeated doggedly. "Did they ask about me?"
"No," snapped Dally. "They didn't. Blast it, Johnny, what do they matter? Shoot, my old man don't give a hang whether I'm in jail or dead in a car wreck or drunk in the gutter. That don't bother me none.
Johnny didn't say anything, but he stared at the dashboard with such hurt bewilderment that I could have bawled. Dally cussed under his breath and nearly tore out the transmission of the T-Bird as we roared out of the Dairy Queen. I felt sorry for Dally. He meant it when he said he didn't care about his parents, but he and the rest of the gang knew Johnny cared and did everything they could to make it up to him. I don't know what it was about Johnny. Maybe that lost puppy look and those big scared eyes were what made everyone his big brother. But they couldn't, no matter how hard they tried, take the place of his parents. I thought about it for a minute. Dairy and Soda Pop were my brothers, and I loved both of them, even if Dairy did scare me. But not even Soda could take Mom and Dad's place. And they were my real brothers, not just sort of adopted ones. No wonder Johnny was hurt because his parents didn't want him. Dally could take it. Dally was of the breed that could take anything because he was hard and tough. And when he wasn't, he could turn hard and tough. Johnny was a good fighter and could play it cool, but he was sensitive. And that isn't a good way to be when you're a greaser.
Blast it, Johnny! Dally growled as we flew along the red road. Why didn't you think of turning yourself in 5 days ago? It would have saved a lot of trouble.
I was scared, Johnny said with conviction. I still am. He ran his finger down one of his short black sideburns. I guess we ruined our hair for nothing, Pony Boy.
I guess so.
I was glad we were going back. I was sick of that church. I didn't care if I was bald.
Dally was scowling, and from long and painful experience, I knew better than to talk to him when his eyes were blazing like that. I'd likely as not get clobbered over the head. That had happened before, just as it had happened to all the gang at one time or another. We rarely fought among ourselves. Dary was the unofficial leader since he kept his head best. Soda and Steve had been best friends since grade school and never fought. And Two-Bit was just too lazy to argue with anyone. Johnny kept his mouth shut too much to get into arguments, and nobody ever fought with Johnny. I kept my mouth shut, too. But Dally was a different matter. If something beefed him, he didn't keep quiet about it, and if you rubbed him the wrong way, look out. Not even Dary wanted to tangle with him. He was dangerous.